Hi there, and welcome to session 23 of What the Cluck, a podcast devoted to keeping chickens for fun and self-sufficiency. I'm Matt from Frugal Chicken, and in this episode, we'll talk about different colored eggs and the chickens that lay them. So by the end of this episode, you're going to know about the different breeds that you can choose from if you want a colored egg layer, as well as the differences between them. We'll also talk about how the eggs are colored just in time for Easter. This will be a valuable episode that's also going to be a lot of fun and full of information about chickens' genetics, just to get a little bit nerdy about things. Just as a reminder, you can get this episode's show notes at thefrugalchicken.com/podcast23. That's podcast with the numbers 2 and 3. So stay with me. Now, colored eggs are possibly one of the most fun parts of chicken ownership, and I personally like to keep these kind of egg layers around my property. I've not had great luck keeping blue egg layers in particular around, so this year I'm on a mission to start adding them to my flock. We've had a few get picked off by hawks and all that stuff, so my mission this year is I'm going to have blue egg layers, I promise. We've done well with green egg layers as well as dark brown egg layers, and obviously, you know, since we have the blue copper morans, we frequently do get brown eggs. We also do have the olive eggers. I don't talk too much about them that often, but we'll talk about them today. And we'll talk more about what those types of chickens are in a minute. So first, let's get started with the chocolate egg layers, which are the morans. When you think of colored egg layers, you usually think of blue and green egg layers, so the morans might not come to mind immediately, but their eggs are unique and they're fun to add into any backyard flock. Morans lay brown eggs, and they can lay any sort of egg shade from a light brown egg to the coveted chocolate-colored chicken egg, which is perfect for Easter, right? Now, ours just lay kind of like a russet brown kind of egg. Other people have had different experiences with morans. Ours don't lay every day, but I do know other people whose morans do lay daily, so that is one thing to keep in mind with the morans. If you want something that will lay every day and is guaranteed to lay every day, morans might not be for you. But they are healthy birds that are great for any flock. Now, blue egg layers are what a lot of new chicken owners want. A lot of people get into chickens hoping for blue eggs. They see that Martha Stewart, her chickens lay blue eggs, so they decide that they want blue eggs also. So let's talk about a few breeds that you can choose from. Now, any blue egg layer out there that you buy will have been derived from the Araucana chicken breed, which carries a blue egg-laying gene. Genetically speaking, there are only white egg layers and blue egg layers on this planet. The blue egg laying gene is a genetic anomaly caused by a retrovirus way back in the evolution of the Araucana breed. We'll get more into the specifics about that later in this episode. But first, let's talk about Araucanas. So these are not to be confused with Americanas, which is a breed we're going to talk about in a minute. Araucanas are a chicken breed native to Chile and imported into the U.S., Araucanas have tufts of feathers on their head, and they're rumpless, so in both of these genetic traits can be lethal in chick embryos. Now, this is not unique to Araucanas. Crested ducks, for example, have a similar set of lethal combinations, so if you've never seen a crested duck, they actually have a tuft of feathers on their head. It looks like a crown or like an afro, but this is actually caused by a genetic skull deformation. As a result, if two crested ducks are bred together, a proportion of the ducklings will actually die before hatching and they'll be malformed. So this is something similar to the Araucanas where the tufts and the rump, you know, in a certain proportion of chicks will cause the chicks to be, you know, die before they're actually hatched. So while this is not confirmed, Araucanas actually might be the only chicken breed native to the Americas. And like I said, they lay blue eggs. Every Araucana out there will genetically lay a blue egg. Now, next on our list are Americanas, and this is a breed developed in the U.S. that's been based on the Araucana breed. The name Americana itself is actually a mishmash between American and Araucana. So from the outset, the Americana breed was intended to be a separate breed. In the U.S., the two breeds tend to get mixed up, and, you know, people say that they're all the same, and, you know, but they're not. They're two separate breeds. They're two separate breeds recognized by the American Poultry Association. So when you go to buy them, for example, from a hatchery, make sure you know what you're buying. And if somebody says that they sell Araucanas, but you don't see the tufts, or you don't see, you know, you see feathers and a romp on it, then you know that it's likely an Americana and they're trying to sell you the wrong thing. So that's something to be very aware of, to understand the difference between the two. And, you know, they're both great. There's no reason to pick one over the other. But just so you know that if you want to go get one breed, make sure you know the traits of that breed before going to purchase it, all right? So the Americana was developed in the United States in the 1970s from Araucana chickens brought from Chile, like we talked about. The Americanas were bred to preserve the blue egg-laying genes, but to eliminate some of the lethal genetics of the Araucana breed. So, like we talked about, the tufts. Now, Americanas were added to the American Poultry Association's Standard of Perfection in 1984. Now, we do have an Americana in our flock. She is a cute little pullet named Hawk. I didn't actually pick that name. My husband did, but she is just a few months old, and so she hasn't started laying eggs yet, but I cannot wait to get some blue eggs from her. Now, Americanas can lay different shades of blue eggs, so this makes them actually a lot of fun to raise because you'll get blue eggs, but you'll also get a slew of different shades possibly. You know, they might all lay the same shade, but they might not, so you might get, you know, a basket full of dark blue eggs and then some with that are paler blue, like a more pastel blue. So there's a lot of fun that can be had with Americanas. Now, another option for colored eggs are Easter Eggers. And again, these aren't to be confused with Araucanas or Americanas. Again, I see a lot of times online people sort of mash the three together and assuming that they're all the same breed, but they're not. They're actually three distinct breeds, except that Easter Eggers, in fact, are not considered to be a breed, but they're a hybrid, because they are the product of mating a blue egg layer, such as an Americana or an Araucana, with another breed. And that's why with Easter Eggers, you can get green eggs, you can get pink eggs, you can get blue eggs. It all just depends on the genetic mishmash that's happened to create that particular chicken. So again, when you go to a hatchery, if you say that you want a blue egg layer, make sure that you're going to get something like an Araucana or an Americana if you absolutely do want blue eggs. If you get confused and you buy Easter Eggers, you'll still get great eggs. They just might not be blue. And beware of any breeder who tells you that all three are the same, because they're not. They're actually three separate breeds of chickens. So we do actually have a few Easter Eggers on the farm. And again, because they're not a true breed, each one is actually different than the other. So Easter Eggers, you know, all Araucanas will, you know, tend to look the same. But all Easter Eggers, they can be different colors. They can be, you know, they can lay different colored eggs. So like I said, because they're not a true breed, each one on our property is different than the other. But if you're looking for a nice variety of healthy birds that lay colored eggs, then Easter Eggers are a very good option. If you like surprises, Easter Eggers are a very good option. It bears mentioning that if you do have Easter Egger chickens, she'll only lay one color of egg. So she won't lay a different color egg every day. And I do get that question a lot. You know, if I get an Easter Egger, will it lay a green egg one day and a blue egg the next day? That won't happen. Genetically, you know, they're not programmed for that. They will only lay one color of egg their entire life. They might lay varying shades based on the day, based on diet, based on, you know, the weather. You know, if it's very hot, they might, you know, lay a lighter shade, but they're only going to lay one color egg for their whole life. Now, unfortunately, none of our Easter Eggers lay blue eggs, but we do have one, a very pretty gold and black bird that I've named Cleo, and Cleo lays pink eggs, which are almost as good as blue eggs. I named her Cleo because she has a dark ring around her eyes, similar to the makeup that ancient Egyptians wore, so she reminded me a bit of Cleopatra. And she has a little bit of a queen attitude, so I thought that name fit as well. She's very particular. When it comes to chicken names, I'm not really overly thoughtful about it. I just kind of pick whatever comes into my head at the time and seems reasonable. Like I said, because Easter Eggers are a cross, there's no guarantee what color eggs they will lay, nor how they'll look. But if you like surprises and varying colors in your morning egg basket, then Easter Eggers are a great choice for multicolored chicken eggs. So while Easter Eggers might lay green eggs depending on their genetics, olive eggers are ones that you can buy that will lay green eggs. They can lay different shades of green. They don't usually lay the pastel green. There are some out there that will, but usually they don't. They usually lay darker green eggs, hence the name olive eggers. Olive eggers are a cross between a blue egg-laying breed and a dark brown egg-laying breed, such as the Morans, Barnvelders, Velsummers, etc. Like Easter eggers, olive eggers aren't a true breed, but they're a hybrid. We have a few of these birds. Ours are crosses between Americanas and Black Copper Morans. I'm not going to lie to you, they're not my favorite chickens out of our flock, even though they do lay green eggs. They're more skittish than my other breeds, and some of them have a tendency to hide their eggs if given the chance to roam. At one point, I was getting no eggs from them at all, and then only to discover a big nest somewhere random on the property. We were in the middle of putting together a new chicken coop for them, and they kept escaping from our main coop, which is why we were building them a new coop. And now that our pig has torn a hole in the coop that we built for them, they're all running around again, which is something I am hoping to fix this weekend. But that being said, they do lay eggs consistently. Ours lay an egg every day, and they're hardy birds because they have that hybrid vigor. So, you know, if you are looking for something different, a dark green egg, for example, then olive eggers are a very good option. Their combs differ because olive eggers can be derived from different breeds. So one has one type of a comb and one has another type of a comb between the, you know, olive eggers on our property. And their looks do tend to differ a bit, but it also makes them more fun. So if you are looking for a breed that is guaranteed to lay green eggs, then olive eggers are a very good option. Now, another option for different colored eggs are cream leg bars. Now, leg bars come in different colors. There's gold, silver, and then there's the cream color. And it's actually the cream leg bars that lay the blue or the green eggs. Okay? Leg bars as a breed were created by Cambridge University by crossbreeding barred Plymouth Rocks, Leghorns, and Cambar chickens. To create the cream leg bar, though, this is the only leg bar, again, that lays colored eggs. They also crossbred with Araucanas. Now, aside from laying blue and green eggs, something interesting about cream leg bars is that they can actually be sexed by their down color. The males are lighter in appearance and they have a yellow spot on the top of their head, while the females have a darker back with darker stripes on it. These are very pretty birds, or speckled birds, that have the tufts on their head and interesting looking combs. So if you're looking for something a little bit different to add to your flock that also lays colored eggs, then cream leg bars might be for you. So now let's talk about how chickens lay different colored eggs and why all eggs are either truly blue or white. And if you don't believe me about that, you will by the end of this discussion. Because of genetics, most eggs, regardless of whatever color they come out when they're laid, most eggs start off as white when the shell is being developed in the hen. So why is this? In most cases, only once the egg hits the uterus, which is also called the shell gland, does it actually become colored. In the uterus, the actual eggshell is formed, and most of the egg's time from ovulation until it's actually laid is spent in the uterus. Their final color is actually based on your chicken's genetics, each individual chicken's genetics. So with brown and white eggs, their interiors are white, so if you crack them open, you're going to notice that the interior of the shell is actually white, despite whatever the color of the exterior is. That's because chickens that lay brown-tinted eggs deposit something called porphyrin on the eggs late in the eggshell forming process, usually just a couple of hours before laying it. Because of this, the porphyrin does not penetrate the interior of the egg, but colors only the surface of the egg, leaving the interior white. And in case you're interested, porphyrin is created by the breakdown of red blood cells. I promised you that we were going to get a little bit nerdy with our chicken genetics, and I just delivered on that promise. Now, what about green and egg blue layers? If you grab one of those eggs and then break it open, you're going to notice that the interior shell is actually blue and not white. And that's because these chickens use a pigment called oocyanin, which is a byproduct of bile production, to color their eggshells blue. This pigment is deposited on the egg earlier in the shell formation process, and as it travels through the oviduct, it's able to then permeate the egg. So with blue egg layers, this results in the interior and the exterior of the eggshell being the same blue color. So what about green eggs, you might ask? Well, to create green eggs, the brown pigment overlays a blue shell, which then results in the green egg, but the interior of the green egg is still blue. So I hope that makes sense and I didn't butcher it too much or make it too confusing. So breed genetics aside, how can you tell if your chickens will lay a brown, green, blue, or white egg? Well, it's hard to tell until they start laying whether they will lay brown, green, or blue eggs, but you can tell whether they will lay a colored egg versus a white egg based on her earlobes. Typically, a chicken with white earlobes will produce white eggs, while those with red earlobes will produce a colored egg. So that's this week's podcast, and I hope you've enjoyed learning about chicken genetics, and maybe it gives you some ideas of breeds to add to your flock this spring. Now, if you're new to chickens, or maybe you're an old hand and want to do something fun, I have a 15-day boot camp coming up called the Healthy Coop Boot Camp. You can sign up at healthycoopbootcamp.com, and each day you'll get an email with a video chock full of information you need to know to raise happy, healthy chickens. If you're not sure what to do with chicks when you get them home, or when to switch feeds, or if you're interested in raising chickens naturally with things like herbs, then my boot camp is for you. My Healthy Coop Boot Camp is completely free, and it starts February 19th. And again, that URL to sign up is healthycoopbootcamp.com. Thanks for listening to this episode of What the Cluck, and I'll see you next time.